Welcome to Sports at Large. It's a pretty standard tenet of the American way of life that you shouldn't spend more than you take in. Seems simple, right? Everyone has a finite amount of money, and the outlay can't exceed the intake. Of course, not everyone under the red, white, and blue has received that message. Just last week, the national debt soared past $40 trillion, a figure the founding fathers couldn't imagine. And most of the geniuses who run college athletics have yet to receive the memo either. According to a July report from the Government Accountability Office, or GAO, 330 of 352 Division I colleges and universities spent more in the 2023-24 academic year, the most recent year for complete reporting, than they generated in athletics revenue. That's 94%, in case you're counting. Most of the schools overspent from between $11 million and $32 million, with a median gap of nearly $21 million, according to the GAO. Specifically, in that 23-24 year, Division I schools spent $20.8 billion on college athletics, primarily on team and game expenses, which covered team travel, equipment, and uniforms. Also in that menu was compensation for coaches and support staff and scholarships for athletes. Meanwhile, the schools took in $13.1 billion in revenues, mostly from broadcast rights, ticket sales, and donations. As you might expect, most of the overspending came from the so-called power conferences, mainly the Atlantic Coast, Big Ten, Big 12, and Southeastern. The GAO report indicates that the 69 schools in those conferences spent more than the other 283 schools in Division I combined. To make up the shortfall, the athletic departments, in most cases, were heavily subsidized by the colleges and universities, which kicked in roughly $7.2 billion to their respective sports operations. Most students and their parents are unaware of their largesse, though given the passion for college sports on many American campuses, it might not even matter. Still, as expenses continue to rise in intercollegiate athletics, schools will need to tap into new revenue sources, like corporate patches on uniforms, logos on fields, and personal seat licenses in stadiums, just like the pros do. Iowa State and Tennessee are taking the entertainment concept to the next level. Those two schools are using public-private partnerships to build entertainment districts and retail and office complexes near their respective stadiums. These facilities mirror the mixed-use complex the Atlanta Braves have constructed near their relatively new baseball stadium in the suburbs. It's the kind of facility the Orioles have clamored for in the Camden Yards area. Of course, there is one surefire way for colleges to bring their athletic budgets in alignment with reality. Just don't spend so much. And that's how I see it for this week. You can reach us via email with your questions and comments at sportsatlarge@gmail.com. And follow me on Blue Sky, Threads, and X at Sports at Large. Until next week, for all of us here, and for producer Lisa Morgan, I'm Milton Kent. Thanks for listening. Enjoy the games.